Listen, we're all victims of this. We're all we've all bought something off the internet and not gotten what we thought we were getting. It's 99.7 DJX. I think something that comes to mind for you was golf clubs or a little golf set.
It was a golf game.
Or something like that.
It was like
game.
A golf cornhole game.
That's
that I got
was.
Off Instagram. Said mm-hmm. it was coming from California. It
yes.
did not. It came from China. And
that's
it
right.
was a golf ball.
It was one single golf ball.
For Father's Day. And I ordered it 2 months in advance.
It was like,
and the
have
golf
fun.
Ball came
Enjoy.
Like 5 months later. That was one of the most epic fails.
That was wild.
Did not get my money back.
However, even still, you're not in the same category as Karen.
Okay.
Karen is the star of our Setting the Bar story.
She stands alone.
And there are certain things I feel like we all feel comfortable maybe buying over the internet.
Sure.
On Facebook, some things you probably want to avoid.
Okay.
This is one of those. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to buy dentures on Facebook Marketplace, then you're doing okay.
Marketplace, that means used. Right?
You know what? I said Marketplace. I can't confirm that it is Marketplace.
Oh, cool. So it could have been an ad.
It is. Yeah, you're
for
right.
For new ones from a store.
It is Facebook. It is Facebook, though. So Karen. Poor Karen. She's had some problems with her dentures.
Oh, no.
She saw on Facebook for $20, she could get a pair of dentures.
Oh, that's a good deal.
$20 for dentures.
That's a good deal.
Now, I don't know if you've ever shopped dentures. Probably not.
No.
But I could assume that they're pretty pricey, given that most dentures have to be put in your mouth from a dentist or a licensed professional.
I was thinking those have to be like a customized fit,
yeah,
right?
For your mouth.
For your
like
mouth.
They have
Not
to take,
every mouth is the same.
Right. They have to take molds of the inside of your mouth.
Yeah.
They have to, you know, make sure they construct the dentures properly.
Yeah.
Karen sees a little pop-up on Facebook and goes, $20?
Those will work. $20.
That's a good deal.
Let's do that.
That's a lot better than going to the dentist.
Right. They charge a lot more.
I'm just going to buy them off Facebook.
These look like they'll work.
When the dentures got to her, this is where you already know where we're going with this.
It went sideways? This is shocking.
This is shocking. She said it looked more like candy teeth.
Yeah.
Something that Haribo would have produced.
Yeah.
She said she's going public with this.
Oh, she needs to put this company on blast.
She is like, listen,
shysters.
Let my misfortune be your lesson.
Exactly.
She said, my $20 Facebook purchase. I don't want others to be scammed by this same offer.
And the internet saying, Karen, we weren't going to consider buying dentures from the internet.
We weren't.
We weren't ever going
we
to.
We weren't ever going to.
That was just you, Karen. But thank you.
But this is why there are those those ads and those clickbait things on the internet, because people like Karen.
It's the Karens.
Now,
she
listen.
Had the best of intentions. We all want to save money.
She took a selfie. And I'm going to see if I can find this on Instagram so
did
we
she
can.
She actually put them in her mouth.
Yes, of course, Kelly, she did. And you and I and the naked eye and anybody with a right mind can look at that and go, those don't look right.
So we don't have to be dentists to figure out that's
you
not
definitely
the way that's
don't
supposed to go.
Have to have a degree in dental sciences to look at these dentures and go, you know what? This doesn't look right. In fact, they don't actually look like they fit
at all.
Yeah, at all.
Jennifer says had dentures for 27 years. They're over $800
yes.
for cheap ones.
Right. So when
Poor
you
Karen.
See something that's $20 for something that should cost $800,
look away. Look away. That's a scam.
You know, there is a reason why there's a phrase called too good to be true.
Yes. Karen, you're not getting $20 dentures. You're not.
And here's another part of it.
There's another part of it?
I'm just saying, had this befallen me,
yeah,
I would have said, you know what? That $20 is a stupid tax. I'm done. Karen's doubling down. And
did she order again?
No, no. She's doubling down.
Maybe it just wasn't the right fit. I'm telling, gonna try again.
No, she's telling the internet.
Oh, yeah.
She's telling everyone.
Yeah.
She's
not slinking into the night.
Yes, like, I am curling up and I'm saying, you know
this.
What? That was a dumb tax. Yeah. I might tell you all.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, right. I would use this to say, look at me, I'm dumb.
But listen, Karen's thinking, I'm not the only one. I need to share this to,
I need to
save
share this.
Others
oh, shoot.
From falling into this very alluring pitfall.
All right, so I'm going to find a good picture and share it on our Insta story at Ben and Kelly Show. So that'll be up here in just a sec. But
she tried to like eat an apple or anything with them.
That's what she said. She said like the ads showed people eating apples, and so she thought this is legit. Look at them.
Oh,
they are literally
they're living
eating,
their best life. You can they're pass eating the an apple test, then they're good.
All right.
Poor
so
Karen.
Again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without buying dentures on Facebook for $20, then you're doing okay.
I mean, it was a great deal. It's hard to pass up.
Hard to pass up something like that.
That is hard to
They're
pass up.
They're practically paying you
That's,
to take
those.
It's
almost rude not to buy it.
That's right. Do you have any online purchase fails that you'd like to just raise your hand and say, "Eh, that's me."
I mean, this is
the forum to do it.
Vindication for Karen. Share publicly your misfortune.
This is what she's advocating for.
This is what she's saying to
do. This is what she's saying. Yes.
Listen, help others.
That's right. Help others. All right. So we'll take some of your stories coming up.